With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. And Joe Polat went on WCCO radio a couple days ago with Jason DeRusha, Pat, and was very transparent about payroll. Yes. We've got to right size our business. We are not in the market for any of the big remaining free agents. And yes. we need to operate sort of like how the Rays operate, is what he said. And people are pissed.
That Rays reference probably wasn't a good one for him to make, but let's do a little history here. I did it on Twitter last night, early this morning. I don't know when they went crazy. 2020, you run half a spring training, so you've spent, what, $5, $6 million bringing everybody in, doing all this stuff. They close you down. You start the season up at 60 games with no fans in the stands. They lost tens of millions in 2020. Tens of millions. So 2021, you start off, you can only have 9,000 fans for the first month. Then, well, I think it was till the end of June before you could sell tickets to everybody. And, and you know, 2021. So they lost millions again. They didn't lose as much, but they lost millions. 2022, I don't know what their bottom line was, but they were 16th in payroll and 19th in attendance. And last year, they were 16th in payroll and 17th in attendance. And they made the playoffs. Now, they were really unlikable two-thirds of the way through the season, and we talked about that a lot. But again, I told you guys, my enlightenment in economics occurred 2 weeks ago when I spent 2 hours with Glenn Taylor. These rich guys have a variety of businesses. And what did the Polads do when they got in the radio business and it didn't work? They got rid of it. They took it as a loss. Each of these businesses has their own budget. And when they don't, it's not like, you know, they all have foundations. They're giving away millions of dollars to this and that and the other thing. But they don't reach over here and grab $25 million from another company. They don't reach into the pot. The Twins are supposed to be self-sufficient. And when they don't think they're self-sufficient, they're going to cut the budget. And that's what we're seeing here. Now, it's certainly the other thing you got to remember is Lopez gets real spendy, what, as this thing goes on. So they gave him $72 million last April, right? Well, it was easy to give him $72 million last April because you didn't have to pay him till this year and the next year and the next year and the next year. So part of the paranoia here is what they're going to be paying him the rest of the time. I'm not going a great defense of them, but they're telling you the truth here, that the business is supposed to function as a business.
I feel like Pat and I are holding the same line right now, which is, they probably do need another frontline starter. But if you look at the way that baseball owners operate and the way the Twins are 19th in market size when you rank the teams, they're not really out of line too much with where they're spending. And but there's an intersection, Pat, where, and I understand it, and I know fans want to take the next step, but The expectation is they are billionaires. I don't care about if they're making a profit or not. They should be tapping into the $4 billion.
Yeah, there are guys who do that, you know, Ballmer and these guys. There are people that operate that way. But there are also businesses that these guys don't become billionaires by running businesses that lose money. You know, they got to be billionaires by running businesses that made money.
Yeah.
And they still are in the situation. I don't think the times have been great for them either. They were in the car dealer business. That can't be too great. Now, I don't. Obviously, they got a lot of money. They're listed as the eighth richest owners or something. But you don't know. I mean, okay, I'll tell you, I talked to Glenn Taylor. Most of his money's in a foundation. He's not going to, you know, and they give money away and create this thing and a lot of, but he's not going to reach into his charitable giving to put another $20 million into the Timberwolves. That's just not the way it works for
That's a tax business. Shelter too, right?
Sure.
So you can't reach into it or you'll be penalized on taxes.
That's right. You can't do that if you want to. So
yeah, that's actually very smart.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, we just figure and all, but you know, Gene Autry, when he ran the Angels, that's what he did. He was just the old cowboy, and he owned half of the land in Los Angeles, and he just spent whatever he wanted to. And some people operate that. George Steinbrenner probably, you know, dipped into the – I don't think the shipbuilding paid for the Yankees, but it's, you know, it's just reality is what they're not willing to keep losing money on the Twins. So –
Pat, I think the problem though is they're coming off a season in which you're exactly right. In June, I think that they were a pretty unlikable group. But by the end, you beat Toronto, there's excitement, right? And what have they done now? They have basically said, and I'm with you completely. I know what he's saying about the Rays comparison, but that's a stretch right there. Like if you can do that, great, but that's a stretch. But the other two problems I think are, I think it's fine to hold the line on payroll and explain it if you just didn't promise people that you were going to get them distribution of games on TV and then come back and say, not till next year. I think this is a public relations problem.
Yes, well, it is. And the most loud critics of the poll ads think that this Target Field has been a financial bonanza for them and that they promised this when they were building Target Field, that they just fund this team to like the Yankees, right? They never said that. They said, we got to, you know, Jerry Bell was the number one guy. We got to get a new ballpark. We'll have more revenue. So.
And they did. And they increased payroll from where it was at the Metrodome.
Yeah. Well, last year was, you know, they were all, I'd forgotten that it was also pretty hefty in 2021 too. So it's been, but it's 16th in the league. So I don't know what people now, I don't know what they are this year. I haven't looked, but it's probably,
they're like eight, they're 18th or 19th right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I obviously not being able to pay Sonny Gray $25 million a year, but they pretty much told you that when the season was over, goodbye Sonny. So yes, you'd like to have another starting pitcher, but the other idea is, they've never been willing to fund a playoff contender. Well, they did lose 18 games in a row, but it wasn't because of the poll ads. It was because they didn't hit. But, I'm not the world's biggest defender of them. And the old man was a PR man, a disaster, the whole contraction thing. But the idea that here's another thing I got to get to you. One thing, you know, I looked through the comments. And they, you know, on one of the pieces, and they are treating A-Rod and Lori as though they're the heroes who created this winning team. They've only paid $400 million of the $1.5. Who do you think's running the team? It's not them. They've only paid, you know, February 29th was supposed to be the final date. They're not going to have the money by then. It's an idea. I had somebody say, please, A-Rod, help us out. Buy the Twins. Yeah. You know, A-Rod should try to figure out how to get into the you know, the league that he's trying to get into, which is a money making league. And, you know, the somehow A-Rod is now a hero. You know what the big problem is? Fans are stupid. That's one of the big problems. And fans just react and think that on the surfaces, Ziggy's a great owner. Ziggy's a great owner. He finances the team to the maximum. Well, yeah, who doesn't in the NFL? They're all having cap problems. And the other thing was Ziggy has, he charged you for seat licenses when he had no business. He had no need to do that. He had the greatest stadium deal ever, but you willingly paid your $20,000 to keep your seats. I mean, I don't blame him for doing it, but the fact that you were stupid enough to do it doesn't make him a heroic owner.
So. I'm gonna read a tweet to Pat just to see if his head will pop off of his body here. And I will say this. I love me some meat sauce, okay? Love me some Paul mm-hmm. Lambert. Love me some meat sure. sauce. He riled people up, or maybe he rallied people, I guess, yesterday when he tweeted, imagine if the Vikings owner said, we won't be going after any of the free agents who could help us. Oh, wait, the Wilfs own the Vikings, not the embarrassing Polads.
Yes, well, yeah, they'll go to a certain, you know, they'll go to the salary cap, obviously, and then they'll make $250 million on the season. And the next year they'll make $300 because the NFL will come up with some more ideas.
Pat, if the NFL didn't have a salary cap, do you think the Wilfs would take a $20 million loss to fund the Vikings payroll?
I don't think they'd take a $4.50 loss. To, you know, these guys don't give the money to the widows that end up suing them, for God's sakes, out in New Jersey. So,
yeah, he
made a great deal. He the Polads should have outbid him for the Vikings. That's what they should have done. Because now they'd be rolling in dough, and they could call it sports entity and have them both together. But they are a separate business, and they haven't done well the last 4 years because their attendance has been mediocre, and then they had the two disastrous years because of COVID. So
it's weird because you're right. You're not the biggest defender. I don't think Pat has billionaire defender tattooed on his torso. And I feel like I've spent much of the last 5 years pretty much just savaging this franchise for various reasons.
Yes.
But it's impossible to have this nuanced discussion where, yeah, they need to add another pitcher. But if you look at the way baseball's business structure is set up and all these things we're saying, I mean, I don't know. There's apparently no gray area to have. Like, they are going to operate between 12th and 18th in payroll.
Yeah.
Always and forever. That's where they're going to be. And we have to find a way to sort of criticize and figure out what they should do within those parameters. That's where I've been at for 15 years, Pat.
The other thing is that, I think for a lot of the years, I probably just kind of thought the same way. They think it's just one big pot of money. You're a billionaire. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. It's a business. And these guys, as I said, to repeat myself, they didn't get where they are now running businesses that don't make money, you know? So that's it. And they've run a few that don't make money, by the way. The radio,
they're among the worst in history.
I don't know. I think now they were visionaries with Victory Sports. They were just early on the model. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, the radio station, what they spent, paid 25 or something and sold it for $4. So that's not why they're not paying the Twins. That was a separate business that they wrote off as a disaster.
They could use a good consulting firm right now, though, because I get it. You don't make the playoffs, have this much momentum going, and then come back with nothing but bad news.
Like, yeah, that's a fair. Absolutely,
you're literally telling viewers, we told you something, but now screw off. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is the problem. People are pissed for a reason. It's not just one thing. It's an accumulation of missteps when the opportunity to really help yourself in the long run was right now.
There's two separate groups out here, though. There's the the ones that Coley has indoctrinated into the Poled pocket protector, which is a great radio bit. I'll give him credit for that. You know, that group, which is, they don't go to ball games anyway. They're a bunch of morons. Okay. But then there's the group that's mad because they wanted to be able to stream the Twins this year. And they're not going to.
And now they're being told more bad news. That's the point.
That group you can listen to. They're right. They the Twins, you know, Provis, they made put Provis to TV, and Provis said, they've guaranteed me that we're going to have a streaming option and will be available to everyone in the Midwest. And then when push came to shove, they took the Bally, whatever money they could squeeze out of Bally. And, you know, that's to me, with people who actually go to games, you know, that just don't complain, you know, people who actually go to games, that is a far greater disaster than letting Sonny Gray go. Because this whole thing is letting Sonny Gray go, not paying Sonny Gray the $25 million, right? Isn't that, I mean, that's what's missing here. If you still had him, you'd have the same payroll you had last year and everything would be fine. But, you know, it's, yeah, I think they might have a pretty good club if they stay healthy. But if the pitching doesn't stay healthy, then they're going to get their time to say, oh, the cheapos, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, look around baseball. A lot of people aren't signing guys. There's Donovan Solano can't even get a job, for God's sakes, probably because he wants $3 million instead of two, something like that. Michael A. Taylor, I saw he wants it. They want to bring him back, but he wants a two-year deal, and they don't want to do that. So, yeah. I mean, but there's just I talked to Theobar the other day, wrote a column, and he said, you know, I'm 37. He said, I look around, all the guys, veterans who don't have jobs, I'm pretty happy, you know, to be here again. So, but it is, you know, it's fandom and complainers, and that, I mean, I can do the same. I've been the same, but I just, in this case, I'm not surprised because they've been losing money.
So. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, I think there's, yeah, I agree with Judd that the messaging, they've been like overzealous with some of the, it's a bad look looking back at the last 3 or 4 months, the streaming thing, like who greenlit Provis to say that in an interview, right? And then now they're probably going to have a streaming option next year. So people.
Who was in the room with Joe Poled when he used the Tampa reference, though? I bet whoever it was wanted to throw up, because that's what, $70 million? What the last year they had a record 75 million.
It's like Tampa, from a baseball operations standpoint, every team in the league should aspire to be as great as Tampa but it's a triggering
smart.
It's a triggering team name because it refers to no payroll.
And one of these years, they're going to go 58 and 104. And that, you know, it's going to catch up to them. And they're going to be wrong about the, I mean, they've already had a bit of a disaster. They gave a lifetime contract to Wander Franco without checking what age his girlfriends were. So,
always Google pitcher injuries and how old are their girlfriends, I guess.
How old are the girlfriends? He's been released, but you don't hear anything about him. But I remember when they signed him, and then I watched him for a couple of months. I said, these guys are geniuses. They got this guy signed for 12 years. Well, this is why you don't sign guys for 12 years. Right now, they probably don't have if he's in jail, they probably don't have to pay him. But what I'm saying is don't ever make the Tampa comparison. But
yeah,
I mean, Joe's. We got to give Joe credit. He's what, 40, and you know, he's all of a sudden trying to be a spokesman. And after having a bunch of jobs over there, none of which went that smoothly from what I hear. So this is quite a vault for him to be the spokesman of the team and trying to present the message. The way to present the message is the way Jim Poled did, which is pretty much say nothing.
Yeah, saying nothing would probably have been better.
Yes, yeah. And but people are like comparing the owners, the three other owners. They fund their team. They fund their team fully. Well, they got all have salary caps, boys. They don't have this. So
it's all like baseball has salary caps. They're self-imposed by billionaires.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to compare yourself with a team that just spent $700 million on a designated hitter. You know, you don't. I mean, look what the Dodgers are doing. The Pollad got as much money as that guy. Let's do that. Yes. And the Dodgers will draw $4 million this year or two. Okay. And we could do that and draw 2.1 maybe. What the hell?
Yeah. You know? Well, Correa, they actually went down in American League attendance rank the year that they signed Correa, which is another evidence point for them. But.
Yeah, it's and people say, what do you think Carlos Correa is thinking? I think he's thinking, he looks around a room and says,
they asked
well, him. We traded Louis, but we got Julian, and, you know, we got Kirilov's healthy, and Royce Lewis is on my right side, and if Buxton could play, he seems to, what you always think, you know, if things work. I've said many times, baseball seasons, when you're in the Twins area, they have a vibe, whether, you know, and the vibe can happen as early as Alex Colome getting a ball hit back to him in Milwaukee when he could have made a flip throw to first base and they win the opener.
Yeah.
Instead of going for the double play and ending up poisoning the entire season because he was so rotten. So the vibe could come early or the middle or the late. Last year, the good vibe didn't come until August, for God's sakes, but it showed up finally.
Yep. Well, Zari, I don't know if we solved the world's payroll problems there, but we definitely probably pissed some people off in the comment section.
Yeah.
Pat, we'll continue tomorrow. Pat, we'll do it again with you.
All right. Get some good stuff out of the Dubemeister there.
We've got some. It's a great reckless speculation Thursday here.
Okay.
Pat.
Go for hoops. He's got to be pretty excited about go for hoops, man. They got to win at Ohio State, don't they? Ohio State's here tonight, right?
Is it home?
It's here.
Yeah. You got to win that game. You
might have to go to the barn. Might have to venture over to the barn.
Oh, wow.
The old barn, boys. That's right. Okay. Go get a Subway sandwich.
Is it on Peacock or Big Ten Network? Let me know.
We'll text you.
I got to know whether I can watch it or not. I've been watching more of them down here than I watched back home. So, all right. See you.
All right. There is reporting from Fort Myers, Patrick Royce here on Royce Unchained. See you guys.